Beasley. BBC Radio Merseyside.
Now, normally on a Friday, we would do a week in Westminster, but as Parliament is in recess this week, there's no week in Westminster Day, but it will return next Friday. But we had an email from Councillor Carl Cashman, Liverpool Liberal Democrat leader, about the transport problems getting to Everton's new ground. A new tram line should be built from the city centre to Bramley Moor. That's the plan that's come forward from the Liberal Democrat councillors. Councillor Cashman has said that Labour are lacking vision and ambition, singling out the Everton van zone at Sandhill Station and a lack of proper parking plan for the new Bramley Moor Stadium, claiming a low-carbon, environmentally friendly tram would improve matchday transport and parking for local residents. The test event at Everton's new ground went ahead on Monday night. However, many travellers raised concerns, stating the Bramley Moor Dock train station is a disaster waiting to happen. Well, Councillor Carl Cashman joins me along with the Liverpool City Region Mayor, Steve Rotherham, who, amongst other things, has responsibility for local transportation. Gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to the show, and thank you both for coming in on this Friday. I'm going to start with you, Councillor Cashman, because you were the person who raised the issue. You've accused Labour of lacking in vision and ambition in the city and have been openly critical of the Everton Stadium fan zone at Sandhill Station and parking at Bramley Moor. Obviously, Metro Mayor Steve Rotherham doesn't deal with the parking. That's the City Council side of things. So let's have a look at your criticism of the Sandhill Station, and we'll get on to your idea about a tram. What are the issues exactly that you've got a problem with?
Yeah, so I think we've known that a stadium is coming to that part of Liverpool for several years now, and I don't think there's been the proper planning in place to get people to and from that stadium. The cattle pen that is there at Sandhills at the moment, it isn't good enough. You know, Steve's branded it a fan zone.
Yeah, that's quite an emotive word to use, cattle pen. Why do you call it a cattle pen?
Well, because it looks like a cattle pen. I think it's a few metal fences. And if you looked at some of the pictures from the other day in the Liverpool Echo, you would have seen that people were penned in. And I think that's 10,000 people. There's going to be 50,000 people going to that stadium. It's just had no forethought at all.
Okay. I mean, just picking you up on one point, I'm going to give Steve Rotherham a chance to respond to that in a moment. So I've just been doing some research. You said about the stadium has been in the planning for many, many years. At what point did the Liberal Democrats start talking about ideas for Sandhill Station? I've just been looking back at that. Can you just remind me of when you started talking about that?
Well, Monday. I've been leader of the Liverpool Democrats in Liverpool for 2 years now. So a lot of this has gone on before I became.
Yeah, but yeah, obviously,
the leader.
I
completely accept that. But if you would have looked at our manifesto for the Metro Mayor elections last year, so not Monday, a year ago, we proposed a new station between Sandhills and Moorfields at Bramley Moor
Station.
But that
was only a year ago.
Well, I don't know if we mentioned it before that, but we certainly mentioned it before Monday.
How long have you been a Liberal Democrat for?
How long have I been a Liberal Democrat for? Since I was 18. So that's getting on. I don't care to mention for 15 years now.
So even though you weren't the leader, you must be aware of Liberal Democrat policy in the city before that.
Yeah, of course.
And remind us then, how long ago you were talking about the Sandhill Station?
So we were talking about Sandhill Station at least a year ago.
Okay.
And my former colleagues, I can't speak for other people, but my former colleagues would have been talking about this when the planning application was put in. We don't run Liverpool City Council at the moment. We will in 2 years, but at the moment it's Labour run, and they've messed this up along with Steve as well.
Okay, Steve Rotherham, Metro Mayor, cattle pen.
There's been a transport working group for 3 years, and that's been chaired by Everton Football Club. And so all of the planning for the new stadium has been some time in the making. The issue has been ownership of Everton Football Club and the uncertainty of whether the stadium would be completed. And as soon as those ownership issues were resolved, we've invested in what is a fan management zone. It's not a fan park, it's a fan management zone. It's the exact same that we have at Aintree Racecourse, when we can have 70,000 people going to the racing there. So similar sort of people who will use public transport. And the idea is to ensure safety of fans. That is paramount. It's first and foremost, especially in a city that has obviously some history around ensuring the safety of fans. So that's the driving force for this. it's only the first phase that you've seen. There's a new footbridge that's going on the far end, so beyond where the tarmac's being laid now. So that'll ensure that people can get over the other side of the platform. And we've committed £4.3 million to developing this project. It hasn't got to be ready until the start of the season. And this was a test event. And whilst there were definitely some issues that we need to resolve, the very nature of a test event is to test our plans. And that's why there'll be a debrief next week. I think it's Monday. Councillor Robinson is sitting round with all of the relevant parties, and he'll find out what issues went wrong and put them right.
Two very quick questions. So the £4.3 million will be spent by the start of the season in August?
Everything will be done by the start of the new season.
And this stadium has been a long time in the planning. I've used Sandhill stations because the soccer bus goes there, so I get the train from South Parkway through to Sandhills, get on the soccer bus, vice versa. And that's already used for Everton as well. They have a soccer bus going there, don't they, to Goodison at the moment. So, and it is already inadequate for what it is. So when this stadium was conceived, say, 4 or 5 years ago, whenever it was, regardless of the ownership issues of Everton, would it not have been a good idea to look at the whole Sandhill station 5 years ago and make it fit for purpose, not just for Bramley Moor, but actually for Goodison and Anfield now, because it's already too small for the number of fans that use it anyway?
Well, you've got a number of issues there. It's what's called an island station, so there's a line either side of it, so you can't expand it widthways. We've expanded it lengthways, and we've got the new trains, obviously, which are now 8 carriage, so it can accommodate the new trains. But you can't go out. You'd need to, because you can't have right angles on rails, obviously. So you would need to knock down several of the businesses in and around that area to accommodate a more circuitous route in and out of the tunnel at one end, and then obviously to go to Southport or Headbolt Lane and to Ormskirk at the other. So there's no way that we can move the infrastructure that's already there. What we've done is invested in improvements to the infrastructure.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you in a moment, Councillor Cashman. Just one issue, Metro Mayor. Fans have expressed their concerns at the journey from Sandhill Station, citing overcrowding as a huge problem and a disaster waiting to happen. In fact, an open letter from the Everton Fan Forum has been sent to Liverpool City Council and to yourself. Yeah. What would you say to them now? You'll have seen that letter.
Yeah.
What would you say to them? This is from the test event on Monday, when there was, 20% of the number of people there.
Yeah, so we're meeting with the Everton Fans Forum, and we'll go through each of the issues that they've raised, and lots of other people have raised. But there were 3,000 people who used the station on Monday night.
So it's a third of the people there, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what we've planned. So we've planned about a third of the 52,000 who'll use the new Bramley Moor Stadium to use public transport, rail, public transport.
So there's about 17,000, 18,000 people are going to use that.
A bit less than that, yeah, because obviously you've got the corporates, and if you take them off, there's 12,000 corporates, and there's going to be away fans, and they won't be mingling with the home fans. So there's about 17,000 that you take off the top figure, leaving about 35,000. And that will mean that we think about a third of them will use rail, so they'll use Sandhill Station. They might actually use other rail links, so they might walk to James Street, which is, you know, on the way into town, which a lot of people will be doing. And as the project starts to develop, because it's not just about the stadium is the brilliant catalyst for and the anchor tenant for the regeneration of something called North Liverpool, South Sefton. The Central Docks is going to have those houses built there already. But the suggestions from the Lib Dems are that we either have a station in between, and goodness knows what the BCR for that will be. Maybe Carl will tell us what that is. But for a tram to service the new stadium, there's only two roads. There's Regent Road, as you know, and there's Great Howard Street. So okay. I'd ask Carl, which of those two roads would the tram go down?
Well, before we get down to the specifics, let's just talk about the tram, because this is an idea the Liberal Democrats have come up with. So what's the idea?
So the idea, Paul, is to connect the city centre to Bramley Moor Stadium, and that would be my ambition for a phase one. A phase two would be to connect the city centre to Speke Airport, and these were proposals that were put forward in the past. And, you know, it's no secret at the moment that we've got a public transport system that doesn't work, and that's a massive failure of the Labour Party in Liverpool. And I've been speaking to industry experts in the field of public transport who are really excited about the prospect of revolutionising public transport in Liverpool, and that'll be driven by a tram, and that will put Liverpool at the top of a revolution.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to get into the discussion today about the tram system, you know, across the whole city region. We're talking specifically about the connectivity to Bramley Moor. So you're talking about a tram from Liverpool city centre, which stops at Bramley Moor.
Yeah, a tram that goes, it's a circular line through the city centre, connects to Lime Street and then goes up to Bramley Moor.
OK, so which roads are going to go down?
So it would go down Dock Road or Regent Roads, and the new technology, so light rail, would mean that we would only need to go at the most 6 inches into the ground. So actually there would be minimal disruption to utilities. And this is deliverable, Paul, through a public-private sector. It is, Steve. It's deliverable through a public-private sector partnership. And I think Steve's problem with that is with the ideology of using the private sector to deliver these projects.
I've entered into public-private sector
I'll come to that in a moment, but I just want to ask a specific question about the trams. I mean, obviously, you've done your homework on this. So in the space of 2 hours, either side of the game, how many people can the tram move?
Each tram would hold up to 600 people.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to... You'll have done the homework on this. I don't know. So how long is it going to take for the round journey? How many people are you going to be able to move the city centre to Bramley Moor and vice versa in the space of 2 hours?
Yeah, I think, obviously the due diligence needs to be done.
No, but that must have been, before you suggest an idea, you must have done the maths on it.
No, of course, and as you said, I've done my homework and I assure you that I have done it.
So just tell me the number, how many people?
Yeah, so 600 per tram, and then if you've got trams moving between 20 minutes for the journey, then you do the maths on that, it's every 20 minutes you're moving 600 people from the city centre to Bramley Moor.
So in an hour, less than 2,000.
So how
many Sandhills moving though, Steve?
Well, we can move up to 12,000 in an hour.
The point is that there was a stadium built in the Midlands, yeah, and there was a train station at the stadium, and they ended up not using the train station because so many people wanted to use that train station, they couldn't cope with the number of people that could actually get on a train. Mm. So I'm thinking, well, how many people can you move in 2 hours on a tram from the city centre to Bramley Moor and vice versa? Yeah. From what you're saying, it seems to be about 1,800 people in an hour. So that's 3,600 people in 2 hours.
Yeah.
Is that going to make a dent?
This is the thing though, Paul, isn't it? So as Steve says, if the Merseyrail can move 12,000, if this every 20 minutes can move 600 people, so 1,800 every hour, then you need that mix. Yeah. So we need a mix of, we need tram, we need rail, we need buses. Okay. We can't just rely on Sandhill Station.
I'm going to come back to Steve now about the funding, but just one last question. What are the trams doing for the rest of the time when there's no match or event on it, Bramley Moor?
They would still be running constantly, and this is part of
where? We haven't got a tram system.
What do you mean?
Well, you want to build a tram by August to Bramley Moor, but we haven't got a tram system elsewhere in the city, so what are the trams going to do for the rest of the time?
So the tram wouldn't just be intended to move people for match days, it would be intended to move people around the city on a constant basis.
When we get a system?
To that part. Yeah, up to, of course, when we get a system. I'm not going to tell you that we're going to have a tram in 3 months.
So to make the tram viable to Bramley Moor, whether the maths add up or not, you've got to have a wider tram system in the whole city because without that wider tram system, the tram's going to operate for maybe 25, 30 days a year.
Yeah, of course. And this is why the tram would go through the city into Lime Street. It would also go through the waterfront, so it would connect the ferry terminal. And I think that is really, really important because we'll have more footfall through that ferry terminal. And people want to be able to get on a fast transit system that will transport them immediately to the city centre. So this isn't just about match days. This is about the economic growth of the city. And in order for cities to get economic growth, you need to be able to move people from point A to point B. We can't do that at the moment in Liverpool because we've got a terrible public transport system, and that is a failure of the Labour Party.
Okay, let's come back to you, Metro Mayor, because in 2023 you claim that transport bosses could look again at the plans for Liverpool trams in the event of a change of government at Westminster. We got that change in July of last year. You'll have had, I mean, I know you've been down to Downing Street several times. You'll have spoken to all sorts of departments because your brief covers a wide area. So can we look forward to a tram system that would link into Bramley Moor going forward?
Well, we can when it's commercially viable, but let's just pick up on what Carl said there about he's done his homework. Does the homework include how much a tram would cost per kilometre?
Yeah.
How much is it per kilometre?
10 million.
It's not. It's £80 million.
This is based on old information.
We're not going to get anywhere.
Hold on. No, but we are. It's not an argument. I'm trying to tease out the feasibility of something that I'm getting pushed by Carl to build.
That's fine. So cost.
Let me just ask another one. So if it's £80 million per kilometre and it's 2.5 kilometres.
£80 million.
But hold on. Carl said it was going to go down Regent Road. Yep. That's what he's just said. If you have a tram, the one place it will not be allowed to go down is Regent Road on a match day because of safety concerns of trams and people with the stadium and the stadium wall as it is. And we can't knock down that stadium wall. It's from the Crimea and people getting in and out of the stadium. So it would not be able to run on the very day that he wants to spend.
That's just not
hundreds
true.
Of
It's not true.
No, Carl, Steve, just hang on one second here. The fundamental, the underlying issue of this is the cost. Okay.
And it's one of them.
No, but it's a big part, especially in the financial situation everyone is at the moment. So what you're saying, Steve, is we can possibly have a tram system in the city when it becomes financially viable.
Yeah.
What will make it financially viable?
So the scheme for what's called North Liverpool, South Sefton, it's going to come up with a much better name than that. But the whole idea, and we've pitched this to governments at all levels, is to build out from the sort of Three Graces and beyond that, right the way down to Bootle and to what's called Salt and Tar. And that whole area could accommodate 10,000 new homes. So the stadium would be the catalyst for the homes, for the development of new homes around that. But also you need the other infrastructure, and that will come with the likes of bus routes. And we've already started to look at what's called a glider in Northern Ireland when I was over just on Wednesday in Belfast to have a look at what their plans are. But we could have a rapid transit system that
people
can do...
People are laughing about you.
Carl, we'll answer each other's questions,
The rapid transit system can do what a tram can do, but in a fraction of the time... And it doesn't take up road space. It doesn't have to have dedicated road space to it where the tram would. So if it goes down the Strand, because that's where the terminus was for the original tram, Mersey Tram, as you'll remember, when the Lib Dems, who were the council at the time, wasted public money and a tram system never happened. And this is donkeys years ago. But if it went to there, you would have to take a lane out of each side of the Strand for a 20-minute service to a ground that's only used for 6 hours every fortnight.
Carl.
That's the folly.
So, yeah, I want to come back on that, Paul, because I'm not going to be lectured by someone who spent £500,000 on a food delivery company to try and rival Uber.
I
think we need to talk about people's experience, about finances. And I will do, Paul, that's fair enough. Like, but I don't know if Steve knows this, but in my day job, I'm a financial advisor, so it's my job to give prudent and sound financial advice. And this is not only sound financial judgment to do a public-private sector initiative to make this happen, it is also deliverable. The only problem is that Steve hasn't got the ambition to deliver it.
Sorry, I just let you speak, Steve.
Can I finish?
Just finish off, Carl, and then I'm going to be next, guys. Okay, so go on, finish off, Carl.
Thank you. So, and I also won't take lectures on the financial viability in the business case, because the issue with the old Mersey tram, the Lib Dems wanted to put Liverpool first, not party politics first. So we wanted to build it out from the city centre to Speke Airport, which any expert will tell you was economically viable. The Labour Party wanted to do it from the city centre to Kirby, which was not economically viable.
Okay, I'm just gonna ask. I want a one-word answer on this, Steve.
Okay.
So what you've said, just to clarify, you've said that it won't become financially viable until basically the people are there living in the area
to use
the tram. Yeah. When that happens, and assuming we still have the same government we have now with the same political party as yours, will the political will be there at national level for that to happen?
I don't know, but that these are part of what you have to do about strategic planning. And I'd like to ask Carl.
No, we're not asking any more questions, Steve. I just wanted to know, do you think the political will be there?
Because people who are listening to this, your listeners, are being told that by August, the start of the new season, that they could have a tram system.
I'm not saying that, Steve.
So when then? So the question that you should be asking, Paul, is when would this ghost line be built for the tram?
Well, I want to move on slightly because we're running out.
The thing is, what I'm prepared to do, right, is if Radio Merseyside want to put an hour aside, I'll be more than happy to investigate all of these issues with Carl in a head-to-head
It's clear. I mean, we knew from the very start we were not going to solve this problem in 25 minutes. We knew that, and it's not a hot seat event, this. This is just because the issue has been raised this week.
Exactly, but Carl's raised the issue, and what I'm saying is I would love to do a tram. There's no doubt in my mind that wouldn't it be brilliant if we could have a tram? But the difference between a student politician and somebody who's a serious politician is you have to have a business case for the investment of public funding.
Let me just...
A tram system for what Carl's just said there, one to the airport and one to Bramley Moor, it's about £2 billion. And you have to have an Act of Parliament.
I want to go to a listener.
Okay.
I want to go to a listener question. Eddie and Old Swan. Surely the owners, i.e. the Freegan Group, should foot the bill for the purchase of any land for parking or transportation costs. Steve, you're not responsible for parking. They are the ones who will gain and profit from it. Do we know, in terms of, and you're on the council, do we know how much money Everton have paid for the Section 106, the money that comes in from developers? Do you know that amount, Steve, by any chance?
No, I don't. I'm not a councillor.
Do you know that?
I think off the top of my head, I mean, don't quote me on this, but 200,000.
Okay, so would you both be looking for Freegan Group to put in money into any transport system? Sandhills, trams, whatever?
I think they paid for Sandhills or paid towards Sandhills.
No, that's through CRSTS. And so that's combined authority funding that we've used for that. And that's the £4.3 million. If they want to enhance what we're already doing. By the way, the Transport Working Group is headed up by Everton Football Club, so they chair it. So they've been involved in every single stage of the development of that fan management zone and what we want to do there. So if Everton Football Club want to enhance what we've already allocated funding for, we'd be more than happy to accept it. But I think you'll find that it's gone to the council and the council will have ideas because it has to spend money on a transport infrastructure project. It'll have to do stuff around parking, whether we like it or not, for 365 days.
Yeah, okay.
You'll have to do something, otherwise you'll just get fans parking the cars right up to the station.
Hang on, because we're going to finish soon, and I've got to want to get Paul Ingarston in. He's sent a... it's all about the listeners, guys, so let's get the listeners in. Paul Ingarston says, sorry, I have to say a new station between Sandhills and Moorfields is a complete waste of money. Sandhills is closer than Kirkdale is to Goodison.
It is.
Here we go. There's a new idea in the mix here. A ferry terminal should have been created. The offer from Mersey Ferries was there, but it was refused. Was the offer there, Steve?
No, not really. You know, I mean, it has been muted. But again, you think about the limited number of people who could use a ferry service. And obviously, it'd be from the other side of the water. So, you know, that would, I think, probably alleviate some congestion in the tunnels when you have a match on. You know what it's like trying to get through the tunnel one way or another. But it cost about £40 million for the platform, and then we'd have to probably put another ferry on. And if you think about it in the bad weather and all that, are people really going to want to do that? And of course, there's the other safety issue that we have to always have paramount in our minds.
Carl, ferry?
I think it's funny because when I put this out originally, I had all sorts of people come back to me, and I don't know whether you've heard it called the workers' umbrella, which was the dockers' umbrella, which was the old monorail. I've had all sorts of people give all sorts of ideas, and I think that kind of goes back to the creativity of people in Liverpool. So I think it's a nice thought, but it might not be deliverable. But in terms of the station between Sandhills and Moorfield, there's already rail line there, so it makes sense to me. And I think a big reason for that, and a big reason for the tram, is because not everyone can walk to the stadium. I know a lot of people have said to me in the past, I'll just walk from the city centre to the stadium. You know, a tram would be a disability friendly way of getting people to and from that, and a station in between Moorfields and Sandhills is a bit of a closer station for them as well.
You just mentioned the word walking there, and obviously all sort of local authorities want to get people walking more, cycling more.
Active travel.
Active travel. Thank you for the phrase. Neil from Ormskirk, who he says is a Liverpool fan, not sure why that's important in this discussion, he says, why is there no walkway going across the Dock Road? A new cycle lane is being created, but can a way be created of making it easier for people to walk? A lot of people like to walk up to the stadium, don't they? You know, they have walk-ups from Anfield and Goodison, from the city centre. I know this is not your area, Steve, because, you know, it's local authorities, council. But what about you're making it actually easier and more pleasant to walk to the stadium? It's about, 2 miles, something like that?
Yeah, and we had some letters off some women who said that they feel particularly vulnerable because the street lighting wasn't bright enough. And so we need to be taking all of these things into consideration. And of course, drop curbs for people with disabilities is quite rightly has been identified. By the way, our system, you know, this thing about our systems, our transport system's not good enough. We've got the most accessible transport system in the country. We have £2 bus fares, which are capped unlike anywhere else other than two other places. Our buses, the performance levels of our buses are better than most other equivalent city and city regions. So there's loads of things that we could do.
Yep.
There's loads of more things. But it all comes down to one thing, and that is money. And that's why, Carl, when I asked before about what the BCR is, the benefit-cost ratio, that you have to have for a project, and he'll know all about this because he's a financial advisor, so I want to know what the BCR is for this station and what the BCR is for a tram.
Just because this is going to be the last answer, okay? Just a very quick answer to that, but also I want to know, because you are the city council, okay, so this created an active walking route is within your gift to be able to push for that.
Yeah.
Has that been in the Liberal Democrat plans? Answer Steve's question first and then tell me, has that been in the Liberal Democrat plans?
In terms of the benefit to cost, like the due diligence needs to be worked out on that, and Steve will know that. You know, you've been in charge, Steve, for 8 years.
Yep.
It takes time to come up with a plan for things like this.
Okay, so answer my question about the walking.
Yeah. So, well, first of all, Paul, I appreciate the promotion because I'm not leader of the council.
No, you're not leader of the council, but your group influenced decision making.
No, of course, and when I am leader of the council, I'm more than happy to work with Steve to deliver these projects. But okay. I completely agree. I think that point is a really good one because anyone who tries to get across the Dock Road to go to the Three Graces or to go to the waterfront,
yeah, but it might be a good one. Have the Lib Dems suggested it?
Well, yeah, we're supportive of active travel. I mean, we haven't got detailed plans on that yet, but we don't run the city council yet, though, Paul.
Okay, right. By the way, I missed out a word there when I said a Liverpool fan. He described himself as a caring Liverpool fan.
Oh, very good.
I think, as
we both are. But just to let you know one thing, what Carl has said today would cost four times more than the construction of Bramley Moor for public transport.
This is not true. It's based on old figures.
Okay.
And I would love to put Steve in touch with some of the people that I've been speaking to.
Okay, well,
I'll provide all them to Radio Miz.
Okay, well, this is not going to be the last time not going to be the last time we're going to be talking about this. I can absolutely guarantee this. Strikes me, if I may just have the last word, I spoke to you very early on, Carl, and I said, when was the first time you started raising issues about trams? You seem to give me an answer about a year or so ago. I said to Steve, this stadium has been in the making for 5 or 6 years. Why are we talking about problems now? And I think just speaking as someone who goes to football matches, I'm a Red. Everybody knows that I'm a Red. A lot of people are saying, why are we discussing this now? Why has this not been sorted out years ago? And that really,
well, we have been discussing
and that really, from both of your angles, But, you know, the your ideas coming forward now, when you've been talking about them for a year, issues in the station that only happened last Monday.
It was a test event.
A lot of people will be saying that maybe a lot more should have been done. More ideas should have come forward from the Lib Dems. More should have been practically done going forward. But I can guarantee this is not going to be the last time we're going to be speaking about this on BBC Radio Merseyside. And I'm absolutely certain that you two will be back in this studio, whether it's with me, with Snelly, with someone else, to talk
more
about this.
Let's do it longer so that we can get into the detail of some of the nonsense that's being espoused by Carl.
I'm more than happy to come back and speak.
We will have you back. We'll do all the research. We'll get you in. And we'll try not to bore the listeners with too much detail. But what we need is information which is going to help everyone. Because at the end of the day, everybody wants to see this city and this city region develop 100%.
And
be a great
that's the one thing that we
city
do agree
region.
On.
Yeah, and that is something that we all agree on. Yeah. Guys, Councillor Carl Cashman, leader of the Liberal Democrats in Liverpool City Council, Steve Rotherham, Metro Mayor of the Liverpool City Region, thank you very much both for coming
Thanks,
in today.
Paul. Cheers.